People walking through New York's Times Square recently may have noticed that among the many electronic billboards are images of a beach, blue water, and the caption, "Miami Beach is open for business." The ads are being paid for by a Florida developer who believes the recent election of a Democratic Socialist mayor in New York City is an opportunity to lure wealthy residents and their businesses south. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami Beach.
On the white sand of Miami Beach, people sunbathe and swim while gulls gather along the shoreline. Russell Galbert, one of Miami Beach's biggest developers, paid for the electronic ads featuring that image, which began running recently in Times Square. One impetus for the billboards, he says, was the recent election of Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani as mayor of New York.
It just made it a good time, in my view. We have yet to see how the new mayor is going to do. But there's no question that there's a lot of surprise and shock on many people.
Galbert is funding the ad campaign himself. It builds on messaging Miami Beach Mayor Stephen Miner started on social media days after the New York election.
Really, we're just highlighting, hey, if you're looking for a law and order city with sunshine, with no state income tax, there's a lot of positives for why you should be here.
Miner says Miami Beach wants to welcome New Yorkers who are unhappy with the election results.
The mayor-elect is a self-described socialist, and I think there's a concern about the freedom of businesses to act as capitalist businesses need to. But there's also a concern by Jewish residents and businesses.
Mamdani alarmed some Jewish voters because of his support for Palestinian rights and critical views of Israel. Exit polls showed Mamdani received about a third of the Jewish vote in this month's election. Galbert says he decided to fund an ad campaign because of his frustration at what he views as economic stagnation at one of Florida's most popular resort destinations. After years of violence during spring break, including some shootings, Miami Beach adopted tough measures 2 years ago that have been effective. But the developer says a decline in sales tax revenue and business closures since then shows something else is needed.
Miami Beach went into an entire campaign to tell people that we didn't want spring breakers in Miami Beach any longer. But we never spent 5 cents or $5 on a campaign saying who we do want.
Mayor Miner is more upbeat about the business climate in Miami Beach and says a $30 million revitalization project is underway to boost the city's business district.
We have Lamborghini is opening up a showroom in Miami Beach. A Swiss watchmaker is coming here. So there's a lot of investment coming here. We're just highlighting for people who maybe hadn't thought of Miami Beach that they should be.
Miner says he's had mostly positive comments, but has gotten pushback on social media from residents who worry newcomers will just make traffic worse. In Miami Beach, an informal survey found mostly support for a campaign to bring more New Yorkers to the city.
Well, having come from New York, I wouldn't mind a few more.
Neil Kahanovitz is a retiree who left New York years ago.
I got tired of the cold, the crowds, the crime, and the high taxes.
And the idea that you have a Democratic Socialist who was elected, and they're saying that might encourage more people to leave. Do you think that would?
It's certainly not going to encourage them to stay.
Michael Sprotzer, another Miami Beach resident, is skeptical that a wave of New Yorkers and their businesses will soon be heading south.
I mean, I think maybe some people who were thinking about coming to South Florida, it'll be like a good impetus for them to do so, but I don't think people who love New York are going to all of a sudden move down here. So
Sprotzer, who works in real estate, notes that some of the investment firms who during COVID moved their offices to South Florida have since moved back to New York. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami Beach.